Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Ontiveros. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butler scores. Hinzo moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinzo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Canseco moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is hit by the pitch. Murphy moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Clark reaches second base with a double. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinzo bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the mound. Ontiveros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to third. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allenson scores. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hinzo can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Weiss trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 1 out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Polonia moves to second. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinzo bunts towards the mound. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin pinch runs for Terry Steinbach. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Phillips bunts in front of the plate. Allenson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Polonia strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Clark reaches second base with a double. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.